This is the Boston Red Sox newsfeed on CONS. Today is Thursday, October 18th. A catch that will be remembered by Boston sports fans for the rest of their lives. It's the ninth inning, the bases are loaded, it's Kimbrel vs. Bregman. Bregman makes nice contact in the left field, but Andrew Benintendi makes a diving catch to secure the Red Sox 8-6 win. In a wild game that took 4 hours and 33 minutes to complete, the Red Sox improved to 4-0 on the road in the playoffs and are just one win away from knocking off the World Series champions. The Red Sox have outscored opponents 36-12 on the road this postseason. The Red Sox got things rolling early in the first with Devers, as he hit 2 RBI single, giving the Red Sox a 2-0 lead for the third straight game. The Astros immediately answered back in the bottom of the first with what looked like a 2-run home run into right by Jose Altuve. However, after review, it was determined that Mookie Betts had his glove interfered with by a fan and Altuve was ruled out. From there, it was a back-and-forth affair, with the Red Sox finding most of their success with 2 outs. Xander Bogaerts tied the game at 4-4 in the top of the fifth with 2 outs. ALCS hero Jackie Bradley Jr. put the Red Sox ahead for good with a long home run with 2 outs in the sixth, making it 6-5. Brock Holt drew a bases-loaded walk with 2 outs in the seventh, extending the Red Sox lead to 7-5. And just for good measure in the eighth, J.D. Martinez hit an RBI single, making it 8-5. As we have learned, however, with this Red Sox team, no lead is safe, and that almost was true last night. Alex Cora made a strange decision in the eighth by going with Craig Kimbrel for a 6-out save. Prior to this game, Kimbrel had never completed a save for more than 4 outs in his career. Houston cut the margin to 2 on an RBI groundout by Altuve in the eighth. Kimbrel's shaky outing continued into the ninth as he loaded the bases. Luckily for Kimbrel, he had Benintendi behind him. Red Sox starter pitcher Rick Porcello allowed 7 hits and 4 runs over 4 innings. Houston starter Charlie Morton gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, and 2 walks in just 2 1/3 innings. Before I give you a preview of Game 5 tonight, let me tell you about Game Time. Game Time is the top destination for last-minute tickets to live events. Unlike Ticketmaster and StubHub, who overwhelmed you with so many choices and steps, the Game Time app shows you only the best values and makes buying tickets incredibly fast and easy. To make selecting tickets even easier, Game Time shows you an actual high-res photo of the view from the seat, plus, the Game Time guarantee has you covered. They guarantee you'll receive a ticket in time for the event, and they'll be valid for entry. If that doesn't happen, Game Time will locate comparable replacement tickets or give you a 100% refund. Whether you're looking for sports, music, or theater tickets, you can find them all under one roof at Game Time. For $15 off your first purchase, visit usegametime.com/sox and use promo code SOX. Once again, all you have to do for this awesome deal is visit usegametime.com/sox and use promo code SOX. The Red Sox have a chance to eliminate the Astros tonight in Houston, but to do that, they have to get through Astros ace Justin Verlander. In 5 career postseason starts and elimination games, Verlander is 4-1 with a 1.21 ERA and has pitched for an average of 7 1/3 innings. He also has pitched a combined 25 scoreless innings in his past 3 elimination starts. To make matters worse for the Red Sox, Betts is 2-20 in his career games against Verlander, and Benintendi, the Game 4 hero, is only 1-16. On the mound for the Red Sox is David Price. If there was ever a time for David Price to earn his first postseason victory, it would be tonight. This is Price's chance to finally win over the Red Sox fans. The game tonight is scheduled to start at 8 or 9 p.m. Be sure to also follow CONS on Twitter at CONS Media and our Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CONS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CONS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Ryan LeMay for the Boston Red Sox News Media.